Have you ever wondered what is Jesus up to today? I mean, like right now? Welcome to LifeWords Day by Day. When we think about the work of Christ, our minds almost always go to Calvary, and rightly so. There, the debt of sin was fully paid. There, the wrath of God was completely satisfied. But Paul reminds us that the ministry of Jesus did not end with his death. In fact, because he lives, his saving work continues. The risen Christ now stands before the Father as our living advocate, and his resurrected life guarantees our security because he continually intercedes for those he has redeemed. At this very moment, Jesus is not waiting for you to prove yourself worthy of God's affection. He is presenting his perfect righteousness as the eternal basis for your acceptance. So what tremendous assurance this gives to weary believers. Some days your faith feels strong, while other days it feels painfully weak. Your emotions fluctuate, your obedience is imperfect, your resolve often wavers. But your salvation does not rest upon the consistency of your devotion to Christ. It rests upon the constancy of Christ's devotion to you. And that reality should produce both humility and confidence. Humility because we contribute nothing to our standing before God. Confidence because nothing can overturn what Christ continually upholds. So when the accuser reminds you of your failures, remember that your Savior is at this moment speaking a better word. His scars still testify. His righteousness still stands. His prayers never fail. The cross purchased your salvation, and the living Christ preserves it. So when discouragement comes today, will you look inward at your failures, or will you look upward to your living Savior? Pray this prayer with me. Lord Jesus, thank you for continually interceding for me and securing my hope every moment of every day. Here's two peoples that you can pray for. Brian and Pam Reisner, our missionaries in Romania, and the Ignaciano LifeWord broadcast for the people of Bolivia.